This podcast is for mature audience only. Once you have confirmed you are mature, ask yourself, are you in the correct space physically and mentally to hear my pettiness, corny jokes, colorful language, and quote-unquote wokeness? I am not for speakerphone or work. All of this is for entertainment purposes only. I implore you to do your research, consult your spirit teams, and or other professionals before co-signing to my opinions. Now that our expectations align, get in line with Moments and Q. MOMMAQWE. That's my name. Mama Q. MOMMAQWE. That's my name. Mama Q. Say it fast or slow, don't really matter though. The UE gets him in a tongue tizzy, yo. Head kinda dizzy, bro. Who was she? Mama Q. Mama gave birth, little waist, no girth. Several years ago, no, I don't want mo. Q is a lie, and I tried to align this double entendre. Petty, ha ha, is one of my mantras. Mama Q. I'm the first one in and the first one out. Memphis, Tennessee is my whereabouts. Don't complain, man, saying stick to one topic. I reply, your mind is very myopic with Mama Q. You need better optics picking and choosing than copying me. Are you uninspired? Definitely. No need to whisper gracefully. I like it better off key. Now let's see. Do you remember me? MOMMAQWE. That's my name. Mama Q. MOMMAQWE. That's my name. Mama Q. It's me, Mama Q. I welcome you to Moments in Q ASMR episode. In this episode, I will titillate your ear with my voice and random sounds. In Q today, 60 seconds of heaven. What's going on? It's Kevin and Croak on the joke.
Still healing, I see nothing wrong with help. As I said many times before, Same way with music, because it's someone that can write gourmet type of bars. Might not can spit them on beat, though. I can't write a song to save my fucking life, let alone a commercial radio type of song. I don't write like Nestle, okay? I'm more of like a Godiva type of writer, you know what I'm saying? You get it, bars, chocolate, whatever. Okay, so if the music is art, why not spend money if you got it on a great masterpiece? So yeah, I like his album. After the first listen, I will reiterate the importance of help again when I get into pop culture. Next, when my boo thing and I went to Nashville, we had so much fun. He was like encouraging me in a silly, petty way, because you know he's a petty motherfucker, with like, hey, let's burn this shit up, burn that money up, burn that check up. So I spent money on myself by purchasing a few items. Now, I've been doing that lately because, as you know, for the most part, I don't spend money on myself. I prefer to use bill money, and I am getting better, but I told myself that I want to get out of debt, so I don't want to ask him for money. And so, therefore, I don't want to use the money for anything but my bills and not use it for myself. So, he teased me about spending because, oh my gosh, I got these pair of shoes. And he talked shit about these shoes. I've had them for who knows, maybe about 4 years. And he's like, ugh, that looks a mess or whatever. And so I end up buying some Nikes or whatever. But like, he teased me and we just talked about it. And it's like, yes, I splurged, but I splurged after my bills were paid. And that's the most important thing. And you know, it felt good to like spend stuff solely on myself. And above all, not asking for help. Yeah. So, oh. And lastly, shout out to the ancestors. I would go in more details with the Saturday episode, but the ancestors have been coming through hard and quickly for me, and I'm so grateful and so thankful. Thanks, y'all. It's giving. I'm giving you the encouragement to make it through the week. Let's tackle eating that elephant together one bite at a time. Alright, y'all. So, I hate that I'm this, like, nice, friendly, well, maybe not nice, but friendly, team player, and I'm a forgiving person. I don't like too much that side of me, and I wish it was in my nature to be an asshole all the time, or most of the time. Excuse me. I try not to be that asshole because I know, like Eve, when I'm heated, I suggest you move. Just avoid a bad situation, which you got to prove. But thanks to therapy and meds, it takes a lot to click on people. People unfortunately take advantage of that. And that's the shit that I definitely don't like. I always tell people to pick their own battles and get some boundaries. In addition to that, I want to encourage you to remind people who the fuck you are. Recently, a lady tried to get me to do her job. Mind you, I had already helped her before I left. So, I'm with the co-worker and we're about to leave. She calls me. I was going to turn around to help her. Then my co-worker said, no, don't help her. I agreed. I went in my car and went home. She called me. I told her no. She told me she was mad. I said, okay. And that ended the combo. Oftentimes, I ask for opinions on how I handle situations after the fact. This time was no different. My boo thing weighed on his opinion, then a thought came to mind. She's using my kindness and my team player type of attitude against me. I remembered a while ago she admitted that I'm an outstanding co-worker when I'm in charge, and she would use it against me. That honestly stuck with me, and I felt like that was her intent. I can't prove it, though. I also realized that as a 40-year-old, most people's personalities are the same, although I have heard that I'm one of a kind. Regardless, I have met people that's like her before, because, duh, I ain't evolved. I'm still a nice, to a certain extent, type of person, and I always attract the people who want to push me over, because I don't always have it in my mind someone's going to fuck me over, so I'm not constantly on guard about it. I'm glad that co-worker stopped me, because there was a time I had to stand behind and lift this lady. She left without giving a fuck about me, so in my opinion, she's the type that loves educate the young ones. And that might be true, that the older you are, the more wisdom you have. But I truly believe we can learn from each other regardless of our ages. So anyway, I cite all that to say, be encouraged with dealing with users and jerks. It just takes one time usually to put your foot down and they will get the picture, unless they are the ones that like to poke and poke the bear, which is totally a different story. Let's get it poppin'. I blow out the bubbles surrounding pop culture and talk about it. Alright, I am about to talk about some things that I did not see at all. And I don't feel bad about it. You've been forewarned. So, I ain't seen me a couple. Cause y'all know I'm not a Tyler Perry fan. Now, in the beginning, I ain't gonna lie. Yes, I saw Diary of a Black Woman. I didn't wanna see it, but my friends at the time, they did. And I continue to see some more movies because, you know, I like to support my black peoples. My favorite movie, now granted it's been a while, I only saw it one time, from Tyler Perry, was when he had those white people in it. And it's not because the white people were in there, but from what I remember, the way that the movie was, it was like different from his usual shit. And I can't remember, I don't think Madea was in that one, whatever. So I think I stopped supporting him after Taraji's movie. Not Acrimony, but the other one where she was like, what, a drunkard or something like that. Now, years later, I did see the two Halloween movies because many of me wanted to. For me personally, I got tired of him using Bible verses in his movies, and the plot was so fucking predictable. I just couldn't take it anymore. So to me, there wasn't any complexity in the characters or the plot. I got tired of what I viewed him as, bashing black women all while wearing a dress. All in all, he's a black man, has featured black people in his movie, so yay. Aside from that, that's where the book stops. I agree with others that he needs a writing team. I don't know his reason for doing it all, but as I stated earlier, there is nothing wrong with wanting help. I assume other movies and or TV shows have lots of writers. I understand the need of wanting to maximize your profits, but this is ridiculous according to the comments. I also didn't see the 50 part of Risa Tisa on TikTok. As you know, I've been in toxic abusive relationships, so I didn't want to be triggered by her TikToks. So I am happy that she survived, you know, because again, as I've said before, not all of us make it out of those type of relationships alive. And I hope she heals and receives the healthy love that she deserves. What I didn't like is that listening to people like victim blame her for the things that she was going through as she married Legion. I think I also talked about the fact that I didn't like how somebody figured out who Legion was and decided to like blast it out there because they felt like, oh yeah, how is it that you get to know who this person is and the rest of us don't? Now me personally, again, as somebody who did not go through what other survivors have been through, where they have to be afraid of their life. Number one, to me, that chick, she was wrong for putting our business out there. And number two, as fucked up as this is about to sound, I believe that different people can show you different sides. So the side of the asshole I might see, someone else might see as a charming, enduring person. But at the same time, I feel like it's their business to share who this person is, not yours to like invade the person's privacy like Risa Tisa used. I'm assuming nicknames and stuff for a reason. But that's the problem with the internet, where you can quickly find anything and everything about someone if you get just enough keywords to it and stuff. So other people, unfortunately, was talking about Risa Tisa and blaming things on her. But to me, she was a victim. And of course, I did enjoy, well, okay, not enjoy, that's probably not the right word, but I did like that some people were correlating what she went through to what a lot of women go through when it comes to Christianity. Because again, yes, I talk about Christians a lot, but I do think that their whole religion religion is a cult. And I also think that the way that some people grew up, especially women, within the culture of Christianity, I think that's what has not allowed them, because they still are victims, but what has kind of like made some women be the type of women that they are and stuff, whether it's judging other women for living the lives that they decide to live or just thinking that this man is going to be a Prince Charming. And as I've said before, so many men will take advantage of a woman's eagerness to get married and her want to be submissive and all these things and use it against her. So again, I didn't read or listen. Well, I mean, I read comments from other people and I heard the highlights from other people, but I did not sit through, what is that, 500 minutes? Because it was like 50 parts times 10 minutes and stuff about it. But I would not be surprised if Tyler Perry tries to make this into a movie. Anyway, so what else? I also want to say that I didn't pay too much attention to what's going on with Chess Hilarious from The Breakfast Club and T.S. Madison and stuff, but I do know that I am tired of black women being the butt of jokes and having few people come to defend us. So allegedly what I was hearing about on the internet streets is that Charlamagne the God had talked shit about Risa Tisa and said that she was big back behavior, and I don't like that joke, quote unquote joke at all. And I don't like that whole fat shaming, body shaming, because like this whole big bag is even trickling down to my mini me, where if she eats too much she's like, oh my gosh, I'm getting a big bag. And I'm like, you are young, you are supposed to eat so you can ensure you have enough calories. So that's the shit I don't like, and all of us have different body sizes and stuff like that. So as long as people are healthy, what business of yours does it matter? And so again, I didn't listen or look at the Breakfast Club clip, but I heard about it from other people. So if it's true that Charlamagne the God allegedly was talking shit about Risa Tisa and Chess Hilarious didn't even defend Risa Tisa, I personally think that's pretty much fucked up, because it's like you're just gonna laugh at these comments. And so I'm assuming T.S. Madison went in on Chess Hilarious again, as she should, and Chess Hilarious is upset and in her feelings. But a lot of people, oh my gosh, a lot of people always like talk about other people, and that's what annoys me and stuff. And I'm proud of T.S. Madison for owning up who she is and stuff like that. Now there's some things she said that was like a shocker to me that I felt like I didn't need to know, but hey, if it's her story and it's her life and she wants to share with us what's going on underneath her clothes, that's fine. It's just, you know, for me that was just very personal, but hey, it's her story and she's sticking to it. But like, people have brought up the fact that Chess Hilarious has been talked about of looking very manly, and so she, you know, she gets offended and upset, but with the same breath she'll talk shit about T.S. Madison and other trans people and things of that nature. And I'm just like sick and tired of it, for real. Like, the queer community, they come through for the black community and stuff, and what do some black people do? They totally ignore the queer movement, totally ignore all the people that was part of the civil rights movement that were queer, like all the people even now who are in the forefront trying to make things happen and stuff. And it's like always taking, for me, I feel like, you know, people are always copying our blackness, especially us as black women, and trying to make it their own. And, you know, I do understand that, what is it, copying is the best form of, shit, the word escapes me, of like appreciation or whatever the fuck I'm trying to say. But it's like, only when it's convenient. I don't like, it's all black this, until somebody starts talking about their sexuality and or what's underneath their clothes. And it's like, no, these people are black. Queer people are black. They still need the love and the appreciation and the shout outs and the flowers for all that they do for our community. And it's so disappointing disheartening, annoying that just Laris continues to talk shit about women instead of like telling other people to stop or trying to defend it, if that makes any sense, and stuff. And also, like people do, is call them derogatory names, ignore their names that they go by, ignore the pronouns, and then when they get misgendered, they get upset the fuck. And I've said it before that us black people, especially us cisgender black women, like, we can still get attacked for people because there's those stereotypes, especially dark women, that if you have muscles, people assume that you're masculine. And now people will associate us black cis women being trans, and that could cause people to enact violence on us. So it's like, we shouldn't be that way. We shouldn't be divisive, but whatever. And as always, it seems like dark-complected black women and BBW women are just for jokes. And again, that's the favorite thing that this mama will talk about. They can't think of anything else, but they will go about your complexion, go about how much weight that you have and everything, and your failures and stuff, just because they don't get that you're being different and stuff. And lastly, it's not a big deal. Another thing that I didn't investigate about, but it's no surprise that people are also saying that when Meg Thee Stallion went to Japan, well, I think she was in Japan, but either way, when she went to Asia, that they're questioning her about anime and how much she really knows anime. And then other women have came out who like anime or is like, oh yeah, guys ask me this stuff all the time. And I remember when Facebook came out, so many years ago, when I was part of Facebook and I was into games, and I tried to join a Facebook group about games, and they had an acronym on there, and I could remember what the acronym was. So I had sent the moderator a message, was like, what does this system mean? And they was like, you're not really a gamer if you don't know what that means. So I immediately left the group, because for me, it's like, what the fuck? Like, how are you trying to question what kind of gamer I am? But again, no surprise, that's how, I guess, some men like to prove that they are more knowledgeable in certain things than quote-unquote women are, by trying to ask them all these questions as if we're in school and stuff like that. Like, this is not the TCAP. Why the fuck you keep asking me all these goddamn questions? Croak on the joke. That's where I give you my bestest jokes, and we laugh together or nah. Alright, today's joke. It says, where do bad rainbows go? Prism. It's a light sentence, and give them time to reflect. You get it? Well, guess that's my cue to leave.
Thank you for taking a moment out of your day to listen to my antics and or encouragement. If you desire more moments in Q, you can follow my IG and TikTok, Hey Hi Q. Want to support my black small business? You can visit my website, heyhiq.com, for products and services. Hey Hi Q is spelled HayHiQueue. Donate to the podcast on my Buzzsprout page, Moments in Q. You can read this episode's transcript on my Buzzsprout page as well. Please rate, comment, subscribe, and share this episode on whichever platform you are listening to, and tell all your other adult friends. You can email me to give me an AAR or to become my pen pal. My email is mamaq@heyhiq.com. Don't worry, all of these call to actions are listed in the show notes. Never forget, I'm way too busy to ever DM you first talking about your ancestors sent for me. They didn't, and neither did I. Laters.